Okay, folks, this is the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. So glad you're listening today. We have such a great show today. Been waiting for something like this for a long time, and we are going to talk to guests, and these folks are from all over Europe, and they are hosted here in Waterloo Region with the Waterloo Junior Farmers. So we're going to have the pleasure of having them on one at a time, talk to them a little bit about what they're doing. We also have our local hosts here, and we'll introduce them one at a time, too. But to start off with, we'll play a few intro songs and a little bit of intro stuff, and then we'll be back with our local guest, returning guest, Zach. Nice to have you back here again, Zach. I'm glad you could come out today.
Thanks, Jeff. It's glad to be here.
Okay, so let's play a few more intros, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 1.3 Sound FM.
Hi, I'm Subi Proud. This is my song, Can't Unpave the Parking Lot, on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Keep your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. Do the Lord a service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H,
from community and country.
4-H,
respond to food security.
4-H,
I gotta make the best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
Okay, you're listening live, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. And with me today is Zach, a returning guest here, and he's going to help me out with the YouTube and put a bunch of stuff on. So, Zach, you were here about a year and a half ago, and once since then, and I listened to the old broadcast, and boy, have things changed. Did you think you would be here in a year from the, like, it was like January, February or something, I think, of 2011? And it was a great show. So what's new in the junior farmers since I've seen you last?
We've done a lot since. We have grown as a club. We're now affiliated. We can now vote at provincial meetings. And we've got a few new members. And doing a lot more fun events.
I see on the Facebook page you got a lot of activities going on. It's really cool. All kinds of public events for public good and things for fun. And you guys are going to a lot of the provincial conferences now, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we were at March conference back in March. That was good fun. Nick Weber went for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, there was a baseball tournament recently that we went to. There's been a bunch of other provincial things we've done.
Yep. And today's show is all about some guests, and you could tell us a little bit about what the Waterloo Junior Farmers is doing and our visitors today.
Yep, we got 6 delegates coming from all across Europe. They've been here for 13 weeks, I think they have, touring around Ontario, and mm-hmm. some have been out to Alberta. We're taking them around to different farms and St. Jacob's Market and stuff like that, just tourist attractions and farms and all that.
And you have lots of chance to talk over different, you know, what you do and for fun and farm stuff. And last night was this has been a week, and it was Sunday night that you had a welcoming barbecue.
Yeah.
And last night was I'm going to call it Farm Olympics, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And I know you post on the Facebook page that the whole week's activities, you got a lot going.
Yeah,
a whack of it.
Pretty much going all the time.
Yeah.
Dusk to dawn.
Yeah. Are they tired? Yeah, are they worn out?
I'd say so.
You were the host. Are the hosts worn out too?
Yeah, I'm pretty tired already.
All right. Well, what we're gonna do, folks, is we're gonna talk to all 6 delegates, one in a row. We've asked them very kindly to provide a song that they like, and with the help of Zach here, he's gonna find them on YouTube, and we're gonna play them. But I think what we'll do first is maybe Zach, you've got yours picked out, right? You like?
Oh no, this is Rory's.
Oh, this is Rory's. Okay. Well, listen, I tell you what. Why don't we play that song? Am I saying that right, Rory?
Yep, that's right.
Great. Rory, where's your home at?
I'm from Aberdeenshire in Scotland.
All right.
So, long way from home.
I know. Let's play a song here first. Tell us why you like this song, and where did you first hear it?
It's a nice bit of rock music.
Yep.
It's a little bit different from a lot of the standard pop stuff out there, but I actually first heard it when I was still in school, so about 5-6 years ago, but it's just the first thing that came to mind today, so.
That's perfect. It must be one of your favorite songs. So we're going to play that song. We'll be back to chat some more with Rory.
Okey-doke.
And if you could press the button there, Zach, we'll put that on there, and away we go. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive.
Okay, we're back, and that's a really rocking tune. What do you call that? Is that rock music, or what would you describe that as?
I would call it rock music. There's some other kind of themes and styles in there as well, I think, but it's good.
So a charming accent. You probably hear that from all over everybody. you heard an exchange. What was your sponsoring organization in Scotland that you were able to travel through? What was that?
It's the Scottish Association of Young Farmers Clubs.
Yes.
I had to get interviewed, well, apply and interview to come over here, and I was successful, as you can hear now. So
yes.
There's also a couple other organizations helped me, the International Trust for Young Farmers and the Young Farmers Ambassadors. They both helped pay for my flights and such like, so I've got to thank them very much for that.
And how many people get to travel each year from that group?
Every year there'll be around 6 or 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to different countries, anything. There's 3 exchanges in the USA, 1 to Canada, there's 1 to Tasmania, sometimes New Zealand also, and then there's a few in Europe as well.
Yep.
And also the home nations, as we speak about, people can go to Wales, Northern Ireland, England as well, just for a short break.
Mm-hmm. It's great, you know, I think all farm organizations have an ambassador program like this. It's just the greatest thing going. I think our host last night had been on one, Graham Johnson, to New Zealand, I think, and he speaks well of it. So that's great. Well, there's a pile of questions here that I mentioned before that Barclay put together. How long have you been in Ontario now?
I've been in Ontario now for 12 weeks. It's just, this will be the 13th week, my final week going home on Sunday, so
yeah.
It's been brilliant time though.
How do you keep track of all the places you've visited?
With great difficulty.
Yeah.
One of the most difficult questions I've ever been asked here is, oh, what's been your highlight of the trip so far?
And, that's a tough one, huh?
It's impossible.
Yeah. And when you get back, will you have some obligations to speak to your trip and so on?
Yeah, I've got to write a report for a start and hand mm-hmm. that into the association. And then also I'll probably be talking at a few different events, I would think, to tell people about my trip and try and encourage more people to take part in the international travel program.
Yeah, you'll do a good job of that. So, lots of different agriculture from Scotland, lots the same, but lots different.
Yep.
What have you noticed first come to mind or so of, you probably noticed the differences first, I guess, usually most of us do.
Yeah, first thing for me is out in the fields is seeing so much corn and soybeans.
Yes.
In my area, we can't even grow corn. Mm-hmm. It's too cold. There's, some people have tried it, but I think it's been pretty hit or miss.
Yeah.
Also, seeing that cattle are housed virtually all year round. For a start, it seems strange to me, but once I experienced the heat and humidity, I could understand.
I wonder if the cold's the same or not.
No, our temperatures don't have the same extremes.
I see.
Average winter might get down around minus 10 degrees,
mm-hmm.
But quite often it hangs around zero and it's wet.
Okay, so that makes sense. You can have a bit more temperate climate. You can you don't have to put animals inside.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an advantage. I think any of the farmers here would well know that it gets expensive putting up those big buildings.
Yes, it does.
I just an aside, I can remember reading somewhere where in the southern United States, they actually, sometimes they air condition those buildings. No, that's literally,
yeah.
That's expensive milk.
Yeah, that does sound dear.
What have you seen in common? I guess livestock?
Certainly the dairy farms. I think the majority of the farms in my area now would be Holsteins, and sure enough out here Holstein seems to be king of the breeds. Similarities otherwise, I was actually quite surprised to see there are still quite a few smaller farms out here as well. I imagined it to be all big units, like well over 1,000 acres, but I was quite surprised to see there are still the relatively small family farms too.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. That's a good point. You know, you probably see the same trade magazines as we do here, and it's big machinery, big operations, and the suggestion that small farms either are not even in the radar. But there's a lot of family farms yet.
Yeah.
So, and your future? Are you back home to a family farm?
There's my uncle has a farm that I've been working on morning, night, and all my holidays and weekends and such like since I was in the school. And I work full time as a tractor mechanic, away from the farm too. So one day it would be really good if I could go back and farm. I'm just not quite figured out how I'm going to make it work yet.
It's like most of us, we're not too sure.
Yeah.
So are you a graduate from a college by chance?
Being a mechanic, I went to it used to be an agricultural college, but it specialised into just mechanicking. It was a division of Aberdeen College called Clinterty.
Okay.
I was graduated from there around 2 years ago, so I've been a licensed mechanic since then. So
just kind of curious, you probably see some differences. Like, I guess we should talk first what's in common. Mm-hmm. Like everyone everywhere in the world, we all want to have fun, get along with each other, and have a few jokes and some good times. Now, aside from the obvious dialect differences, have you noticed any other differences between Europe and Ontario? Have you been just in Ontario or just all over North America?
Mainly Ontario. I went out west for a week, to Calgary for the Stampede, and saw Banff and some of those areas, but there are some differences, just slightly different cultures. Maybe not quite so many big social events every weekend like I'm used to at home with young farmers, but it's still quite similar, really.
So your young farmers probably have the same thing as ours here, and that is you're going to have some sports activities, you're going to have some social activities, drama stuff too, probably.
We've a lot of social. A great deal of young farmers at home is social. It's just to meet like-minded people from all over the country and the wider world. Like here I am, we've got all our sports from football to rugby. Tug of war even's a really major one in Scotland. just taken surprisingly seriously.
Well, you know, I noticed that there was a good effort at that tug of war last night at that Spartan Olympics. Holy smokes, it was sometimes just so unfair because it seemed like this, it was slightly downhill. And then one team would have a strategy, and you probably could tell us how to do that more properly.
Yeah, I guess Team Scotland and Team Ireland kind of went for the big guys.
Well, what was their downfall? What did they do wrong as a pulling team?
And
what did you do right? How should I put it that way?
What did we do right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in the front. I couldn't see everyone else. Yeah, the main thing, you've got to try and keep everything in time.
Yeah.
Just right, left, and everybody. Keep your back straight if you can.
Okay. That's a good deal. Yeah. Well, I think, Zach, you think you'll have a rope pulling team here in Waterloo?
It would be pretty neat to have, I think. So.
Okay. Well, there used to be that in Ontario. There was a pulling team, yeah. So. All right, that's great, Rory. Thanks so much for your time to talk to us. We're gonna. Thanks for that song suggestion. Any other musicians you like that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Oh,
favorite bands or?
Oh, I've really, really wide taste in music. I couldn't even say one particular artist or style. Just pretty much whatever on the radio at the time. Chances are, I like it.
Do you like listening to indie radio, like with the new stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed the way in our station here down below there, but the mailbox is full of CDs because new and upcoming artists give us CDs to play just so they get airtime.
Okay.
So there is such a huge variety of music that comes in the door. It's just amazing. I'm sure there's a bunch you like that too. So.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Okay. So tune up that one that you liked, and we'll get our next guest up. And I'll thank Rory again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
And we'll be back shortly, folks, with the Agriculture Show. And stay tuned. It's August the 20th day of 2013. This is episode number 62, I believe. We'll be right back and do a little short promo, then we'll play the song. No, actually, you play the song first. You ready to go?
No.
Okay. You have to get that tuned up. I'll play a little thing here. And you good now?
No.
What's it doing? It's so sad. Anyway. Let's play a little clip here, and we'll be right back.
This is Brendan Wiley-Toll from MySustainable Canada. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo.
Hi, this is Angie Koch. You are listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Old sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. Now, heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first
shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. Now, heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Hi, I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thanks so much, Rory. Zach, that was a good job. Did you do one of these yet, by any chance, a promo for us?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I had problems reading that, though.
We should do one of those again. And I think I finally got one from a good friend over here, Barkley. So that was a great song. Tell us why you liked that song there, just before we talk to our next guest.
I don't know. I just found it catchy and... just one of my friends, he covered it in his band and actually did a pretty good job of it. And
yeah,
started listening to it more.
Well, that's a great lively song. Good dancing music. So, all right, folks, we're back with our second guest now. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. And my next guest is Tristan. And Tristan, it's good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, right on. Thank you.
That's really good. I love that hat you've got on. That's wonderful. where did you get that from?
I only bought it yesterday. But I can't. I'm trying to remember where it was to.
Was it that? Is it on your trip here?
Yes. Yeah. Keller's.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a pretty dear one, but I'm not open. I don't think I'll ever buy another one. So hopefully it'll last.
Well, you have quite an imposing figure with your hat on there. It's quite good.
He's a beauty.
So Tristan, welcome to our show. Tell our listeners what your name is and where you're from and who sponsored you to come over into this exchange.
Well, yeah, I'm Tristan Thomas and I'm from Cornwall in England. I'm travelling through the Young Farmer Association at home. To come here, I was sponsored by a trust, a Jubilee Trust, for young people travelling. And I also had sponsorship from a couple of companies that our farm deals with at home. Like the feed company and people like that. So that was brilliant and a great help to pay for the flights and stuff,
yeah,
which is awesome, really.
Yeah, that's good. And I suspect you're a lot like Rory. You had to go through a selection process of some sort and make some speeches or write an article of some sort.
Yes, yeah, that's correct. We have the interview to come along, and you have your first and second and third choice of where you would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Canada was actually my second choice, but I should have made it my first choice because it's been absolutely brilliant. But it's been awesome. And when on my return, I have to do presentations, PowerPoint presentations to local clubs in our area.
Yeah,
it's for encouragement and hopefully get some more farmers traveling.
So when you applied for this trip, then I would presume that you've probably seen previous presentations about traveling.
I have, and I actually went to Norway in 2009,
yeah,
through the same exchange, and because I was encouraged by another member who in our club that went to Australia, and she loved it so much and said to go, and the opportunities are endless sort of thing, and just grab it. So I went to Norway and loved that so much that I thought there's no better way to travel, so was very lucky to come here.
You've made a good choice.
Yeah. Oh, it's been absolutely amazing.
You've
been really, really good.
You've made a pile of friends in a short time, I would think.
Oh, yeah, and definitely have done that, but I can't remember their names. Well,
I think that's a problem for most of us, isn't it, Zach? It's always hard to remember people's names sometimes, but you remember the faces and the fun you had.
So, yes, yeah. Yes, definitely. And I think very much friends for life, I think. And the meeting up with like the other delegates, so we didn't know each other when we arrived, mm-hmm. and now we're just like a family almost, very yeah. close friends, and I hope that will last for years.
And nowadays with Facebook and all the media, it's not hard to keep contact with groups that pop up from time to time, and everybody moves back to what they're doing, but it's always nice to see those people online if you can, things.
Yes, yes, definitely. The old technology is pretty amazing.
Now, do you have a website for your group back home? Maybe you want to mention it if people want to dial in. Is that would that be of any fun for people to do?
Yes, we have the National Federation of Young Farmers so it's like the whole country, and it tells you what it's so what all the clubs get up to, and
okay.
the basis of what Young Farmers is about in England and Wales. And also our own club is St. Colum Young Farmers, and we've got our own website, and it just shows what we've been up to and what fun events are coming up and stuff. So, yeah, it could be interesting.
So what's the same and different so far? I guess, like I asked Rory, he's probably the things are different to come out first of mine, but the things in common to agriculture or the scene here.
Wow.
A lot of stuff, I know.
Yes.
Unfair question.
I mean, Canada, people said to me about the space, and because we're quite so small, with 3.5 times of United Kingdom fitting into Ontario, which just seems crazy, and then coming here to experience it has just been amazing. And I can much appreciate that, and I just can't get over the straightness of the roads and the wideness of the roads and your big trucks and everything like that. It's just a completely different scale. And the farming, like the dairy farms with tie stalls, with free stalls, but cows being indoors most of the time. Mm-hmm. Whereas back in, especially in southwest England, we're very much pasture based. So that's been very interesting to see. And also the quota systems mm-hmm. Over here, and the price of quota being very different to home. I would say also it's really nice to the family farms, and like how at home we have a lot of rented ground at home,
uh-huh.
and whereas generally speaking over here it's all owned, mm-hmm. And family operated, so that's been very interesting as well, and just and learning how the junior farmers operate here and to home, and the size of the clubs compared to home, and all this sort of thing, and it's just been really good, and how cheap your fuel is compared to home. You know, there's just so many differences. It's crazy.
Yeah, that little difference about the fuel. It's just those little subtle little things. You think, why are they paying that much or that little for fuel? How did this come to be, basically?
Yeah, definitely.
How big is the Cornwall Club? Are you and how big of an area is that? Just give our listeners an idea
of our individual clubs.
Yeah,
I suppose. Our club probably covers like a 10-15 mile radius, yeah. I suppose. And we have about 30 members, roughly, and we can sort of guarantee that we meet every week, once a week on a Thursday evening, and usually at least 20, maybe 25 come every week,
yeah.
which is really encouraging.
Yeah.
And we do all different activities, from farm walks to bowling and stuff like that, and having talks from other organizations and from other businesses and charities,
yeah.
And we try to do a bit of fundraising to give a bit of money away each year, that sort of thing, but and compete with other clubs, At competitions, which is the main thing.
Do you have like you did last night, like that? It would be a tug of war, and would you have some other like Farmer Olympic stuff going on? Like, what kind of things would you guys have on your social events like that?
Well, yeah, tug of war is certainly one. We do a lot of handicrafts, so a lot of the girls and that do a bit of baking and needlework and stuff like that, and we do lots of. Bit of welding or something, making up something or other. And usually we have what's known as the rally, the county rally in the summer, where it's all the clubs in our county compete on that day, and you have all those things going on and exhibits and stock judging and stuff. And then also they do sports and relay races and like the egg and spoon race and all that malarkey. And yeah, it's just a good laugh. And then always finish it with a good old dance at the end.
What's popular at your dances? Well, I'm going to ask you about your song in a minute, but what kind of music do you guys play at your dances?
Well, to be honest, probably a bit more modern than what I like in a way. It's usually, to be honest, it's quite a lot of the up-to-date stuff, and I'm probably a bit stuck back in time, really. But they play a variety, but yeah, probably more of the most recent sort of tunes, I would say.
Well, that's very good. I just want to thank you for taking time, and maybe I'll get you to do that promo. But first of all, tell us why you like this song, and it's All Right Now?
Yes, All Right Now by Free.
Okay, and where did you hear this song, and why do you like it?
Oof. Well, I've sort of, father is, he always, well, liked Free, and I suppose we've heard it from several years ago, and it was one of the first tunes that, like, sort of sprung to my head, to be honest. And when I was at school, I was in a band, and it was actually the first tune that we all played. We all learnt to play. So it's it's a good classic, and I think it's a beauty. It's all a good tune.
All right, thanks so much. Give us a little do a little promo there, and then we'll play the song, and we'll be back with our third guest today. So go ahead, Tristan, please read that for me.
You are listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk
to
you later. Okay.
Cheers.
Go ahead. And we're back. It's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.3 Sound FM. And it's now my pleasure to welcome Janneke Eggers.
Hi.
Have I done that justice? Is that the right way to say it?
Sorry?
Is that the right way to say your name?
Janneke, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think you have an interesting story how you got here. Your background is not necessarily farm. Would you tell us who your sponsoring organization was and where you're from?
I'm not sponsored by any organization, so I have all to pay by myself.
Oh, my goodness.
For this trip, yeah. So it's a German Association of Young Farmers Club called Landjugend.
Yeah.
It's not Young Farmers Club. And, yeah, I hear about that from a friend, and then I look up on the internet how this goes, and, yeah, now I'm here.
Well, congratulations. That's good. I hope you're having lots of fun. Like, sounds like you're all seeing and hearing many different people.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Does your young farmers club also have tug-of-war team?
We don't have really a team for that. We have more tractor pulling that, so we have to pull a tractor on some events. Well, it's only one event, but doesn't matter. And we don't have really a sport team or such kinds of sport activities.
Yeah.
It's more that we go to different companies and they tour us around a little bit so that we can learn a little bit about this stuff. Or we travel a little bit over a long weekend so that we see other cities and this stuff.
So when you got this trip, I guess you're like the other delegates. It was you had to apply for it and then to you know, go through a process to get the trip. Was it difficult to apply for the trip? Did you have to make speeches? Did you have to make presentations?
Nothing really.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Yeah. You have to make an application to send it back to the Landjugend.
Yes.
And then they say you're. You can come and, you have to presentation yourself a little bit.
Okay.
So you say why you want to go and what you would like to see and whatever you think you can see or can do there.
And when you go back, will you need to speak to your trip too, or will people ask you to talk? So I'm just thinking back, you mentioned a friend of yours had talked about this trip and that made you inquire about it. Had that friend been on this same trip?
No, it was a different trip.
I see.
And it was also Canada, but it was a different trip.
Yeah.
And Canada was my first choice to do that.
Yeah.
It's a kind of my dream to see this country, so it was a good choice to do that. Yeah. Cheap.
Yeah, that's always a good
kind
deal.
Of cheap, yeah.
That always makes a good trip when it's inexpensive.
Yeah,
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
So, are you from a farm background? I know we chatted ahead of the show a little bit, and you're from a rural area, I suspect, but not necessarily on a farm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm from a countryside.
Yes,
but we don't have own farm.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends have all farms, and so I'm, a little bit in this business too.
Yeah.
So I work in an import-export company, and our biggest business is to ship over the class tractors and harvesters to New Zealand, Australia, and South America. So that is also, it's another kind of business then.
Oh, it's farm-related. That's close enough.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would say that wasn't agriculture-related. Who wouldn't like to have a big old class combine or harvester, huh? There's some decent piece of machinery.
They're nice, that's for sure.
I should say. that'd be fun if they could get you on a trip to those guys. I mean, would your company sponsor you to go to those other, to some of the places you ship product to?
No, not really. They wasn't really happy that I go for 6 months. So I'm here for 3 months with the Young Farmers Association, and I stay then here longer.
Yeah.
So they wasn't very happy about that.
Yeah,
they have to find a new guy to do my job, and
Our gain and their loss for 6 months. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your young people's group in Germany, probably like all young people's group, you got dances and you got sports and drama. What types of activities do the young farmers in Germany do?
We don't have so many drama things.
Yeah.
It's more we are in a little area, or we are a little club in a little area, so we are not really connected to the big club then, to the mother club. And we do more, yeah, little stuff like traveling and visit companies and social things. Like, yeah, we meet us twice a month.
Yeah.
So we talk about anything, and we do, what we do. We have also a big party once a year.
Yeah.
Every club around us has a big party once a year, so we have to organize that. And in November we have a theater. Yeah, it's a kind of theater. It's only four times a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to plan that, and yeah, it's more social things, not really.
And what is the age group in that club?
From 15 to. Yeah, it's open.
Yes, I know.
You can also be in our club with 40, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah. I thought a lot of clubs do that. It's only a guideline, anybody who wants to be a member can be a member, usually.
Yeah, you step back by yourself if you have kids and are married and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So you felt at home last night when we were at the farm of Graham Johnson and his wife. It was a working farm, dairy cattle, and a couple of dogs, and farm machinery. That you didn't feel out of place there, I guess.
No, not really.
That's true.
It's okay.
Yeah, seriously, you got a good, strong farm background. Anything? So you have a long time here, 6 months. My goodness, what else are you going to try to see while you're here?
I travel the next month with Krista.
Yes.
One from the delegates.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And visit my family in Seattle and Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work for 2 months in an import-export company in Toronto, Mississauga.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow. How long did it take you to organize this trip? You had to juggle a lot of things away from work, being here, and those other side trips you're taking. How long did it take to organize this?
I sent the application back to the Landjugend in November.
Yeah.
And then I have the final go in December, the beginning of December. So, yeah, 5 months.
Have you, it's probably too soon, but have you decided where else you would like to travel in the world while you have the travel bug?
If I have the money? probably Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
For sure. And also more north from Europe than this kind of countries then.
Yeah.
There's more interesting, not Asia or China or Africa or such things.
Yeah, there's other places that sound like a lot of
fun. You can.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of great spots to visit in the world, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have the time and the money, then you're okay.
Yeah.
So, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners while you're here? You've met the people, you've seen some sights. How many counties have you visited since you've been here? You've been to Peel, and what place were you guys at?
Wellington, Guelph, Peel, Kawasa, Peterborough, Renfrew, Huron, Bruce, Gray, Middlesex, Elgin, and now Waterloo.
Yeah.
So. Gray. Yeah, sorry.
I was just thinking, I know last night I was talking to Tristan for a short time, and it occurred to me that you could probably write a very good book about Ontario agriculture, because you've seen so much. You probably know more about what we're doing here than people who live in each area, because they don't necessarily travel at other spots.
Yeah, that's true. It's very nice to see all this different stuff and all this different countryside.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. Yeah.
There's quite a variety. So some flatland, some higher and hilly,
very beautiful.
Yeah. What where you live? What do the farmers do there? Is it a mixed farming with cattle and crops, or is it just crops, or is it just pasture? What type of farming happens in your area?
In my area, is more dairy farms.
Yeah.
That's the most popular farms in my area. Also a little bit vegetable, potato things.
Yeah.
And not really. Cattle, beef, it's not so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more dairy.
More dairy,
of course, yeah.
So, well, that's good news. So this is a great thing. Before we got two more things to do. One, we want you to read over that little promo for us, if you'd be so kind. And the second thing is, I would like you to tell us what song you like and why you like it. Why don't you tell us about the song we're going to play and why you like it?
Oh, the song is Boys Around Me, Around Here. Oh, no, Boys Around Here, sorry. From Blake Shelton. So that is one of the songs I have many memories.
Yeah.
It is the first country song we hear here, so we girls like this song, and yeah, I always remember that, for sure.
We've got someone really chuckling in the background. I think you guys have an inside joke here about this song. It's pretty good. We'll play that song, but first of all, if you're so kind, can you give us a little promo there? And before you do, thanks so much for coming up, but go ahead and do that, and we'll carry on. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, this is Janika from Germany. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks so much.
Oh, Jeff, can I send some greetings home?
Oh, yeah, you have your sister's birthday.
Yeah, my sister's birthday. And hi, Lisa. Ich wünsche dir alles, alles Gute zum Geburtstag. Ich hoffe, du hattest einen schönen Tag. Ich liebe dich ganz doll. Und ich rufe dich nachher noch an. So, sorry for German, but she doesn't speak English so well. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's okay. German is not an unusual language here in our area in Waterloo County. It was settled by German immigrants years and years ago. So you can still hear lots of German in the area. So
that's
I think that's actually the largest cultural group in this municipality. Yeah, so
that's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So happy birthday to your sister. Thanks for the promo, and thanks for coming out. And we're going to play the song. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to the Agriculture Show here on DKMS Radio, 1.3 Sound FM.
Redneck. Don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Seifert threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get your girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
You don't do the Dougie.
No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling. For the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit. Take a little ride to the river. Let's ride.
That's right.
Lay a blanket on the ground. Kissing in the crickets is the only sound. We out of town. Have you ever got down with a
friend, 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 friend,
friend? Do you want to get down with a
friend, friend?
Kicking up dust. The boys round here sitting
chula, back a chula, back a
I'm one of them boys around here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chula, back a chula, back a chula, back a spit.
This is Rick Dunnett from the 2012 Waterloo Region International Plowing Match Committee. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo.
Okay, we're back. It's the Agriculture Show. Tom, you were waving your hands. What did you want to do? Did you want to do that promo?
If you want me to.
Well, first of all, let's see who we're talking to. This is Tom Primerberger?
Preinesberger.
Preinesberger. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Pretty hard to spell.
That's fine. I love it. I'm thinking in my mind how to say that. Preinesberger. Okay.
Perfect.
Tom, tell us where you're from and who's your sponsor today.
I'm from Austria.
Yes.
And I'm 22 years old. And my home club is similar to Germany. It's called the Landjugend, which is kind of the country youth or the rural youth. And we try to attract people not just from farm-based communities, also from like the nearby villages, which just feel connected with the farms.
How big is the club?
We have about 120 members.
That's a lot.
70 are very active, I would say.
And the age group is teenagers?
It ranges from 15 to 24 is the main group.
Yeah.
But they can, like, you know, the highest possible age is 30.
Okay. Did you have to do an application process to get on this trip and to, how was it for you?
Usually you have to, but I was like, crushing because, one guy, was not able to go.
Yeah.
And so they asked me because I did it once in the UK.
I see.
And so they knew me and, then I wrote my application letter and went to the job interview. And
when you go back, were you going to have to speak to you'll probably speak to your home club and then maybe farther out to that?
Yes, probably the district will held a meeting and usually we speak there, talk about our experience. We also do reports and are invented for some speeches.
Now, are you like Jenna, kind of going to hang around for 6 months or you got to go back on Sunday?
Yes, in comparison to the others doing all the 3 month trip, I'm just here for 6 weeks.
Okay.
6 weeks, but I'm doing additionally 2 weeks in the US afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just traveling the cities a little bit.
Like on your own part of
yes.
it? Yes. Well, that's good. Everybody comes from a different background that way, right? Some organizations give you more time, more money, and you just all happen to end up at one spot at one time for 6 weeks, and here you are. And
But we didn't get any. I didn't get any sponsorships.
Yeah.
I have to pay it on my own, unfortunately.
I hope you have a forgiving boss or have been saving up all your money for all this sort of stuff. It's good. I mean, it's a good investment to travel and see the world.
Yes.
So what is this agriculture like in your part of the world? Is it same as this here with cattle? Or are you hilly? Are you flatlands? What's it like over there?
It's very different. Like there are many different areas, regions. We have the Alps going through almost half of the country.
Yeah.
So it's very mountainous there. But we also have big scaled arable farms. But the structures are much smaller than here.
Okay.
And like the average farm would be around 70 acres.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the cattle, crops, fruit and vegetables, what sort of...
The climate is very similar to here.
Okay.
So very cold winters and hot summers.
Yeah.
Climate is almost the same. So we grow, but we don't are allowed to use genetically modificated crops.
Yes.
So, but we grow all varieties of crops from corn, soybean, wheat, barley, canola.
It's interesting you mentioned about the crops. So the farmers there are able to make a living growing non-GMO crops. That's been okay.
Yes, they try to. It's very hard for some farmers some farmers are very small, some farms are very small scaled. So I would say 50% of all Austrian farmers, they have to get some additional source of income.
Mm-hmm.
So they usually work in companies, industrial processing stuff to gain some extra wage.
That's not that unusual. Like certainly a beginning farmer here does that. And because farm fortunes come and go on business cycles, it's not unusual for farmers to take on a job. Just to have more money to spend on things. So they're usually hardworking guys, so they don't mind.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any big differences between here and you notice the same thing? It's people trying to make a living, having fun, enjoying each other's company. That's the same wherever you go. What little things have you noticed that's different that sticks in your mind as far as culture or perhaps as farming?
I would say the whole frame, the whole look on the farmers is a little bit different.
Yes.
Here in, I would say, US, Canada, the North American parts, farmers are way more respected in my opinion.
Okay.
Back at home, you're we have loads of animal welfare issues. So farmers who keeping sows in farrowing crates or milking cows, and people don't have the understanding that they produce healthy meat, healthy milk, healthy eggs.
Yes.
But they don't want to see how it's produced.
Yeah.
That's a main issue, actually, back at home.
It's very true here. I think there's a higher awareness of these issues in other parts of the world than there is in Canada, but it's common in all industrial societies now that there is an emerging interest and concern about environmental, humane animal treatment and all that sorts of things. So I can imagine, it would be tough. It's tough to keep everyone happy when it's an issue that's so personal.
Yes,
right.
I agree.
Are animals pets or are they chunks of things? Like, if it's a pet, then humans usually have a certain attitude and a certain behavior towards these companion animals.
Sure.
But if it's something that's not a pet, then it has... And so, people who make more money than you and smarter than you, I have a tough time discussing this one. It's the ethics of animal.
Yeah.
So. But I appreciate you mentioning that's one of the things that you deal with over there, which is here, and that's good to know. Did we talk about what your farmer group does already? Like, you guys have dances and things, or tours, or
usually we try to meet up. There are maybe 2-3 events every week.
Yeah.
So mainly we live pretty close together. The villages are not as large-scaled as here, so usually we meet up once a week for a sport activity like soccer, volleyball, or went for swimming, or just do a bicycle tour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a dance every 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. The dances are a little bit different to here. Mainly back at home, every club does one dance, usually a year. We are one of the only clubs who does just every second year. But we try not just to the audience, it's not just young farmers. We try to attract the city people as well to bring the lifestyle of the young farmers a little bit closer to them. And usually we have a 2 days festival, which is Friday and Saturday, and we have about 5,000 people on our dance.
That's a big dance.
Yeah, it's not the biggest in the area.
No. That's a big dance. Is that also a fundraiser for your club?
Yeah, it's the main event. We pay our bills with that dance. Yeah.
Okay. So
we try always to give money away for charity as well.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great idea. Yeah. Wow. Impressed. That's a lot of work for one little club, 100 members or so.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. We do 2 months of promotion, promoting the festival, the dance on all the other dances.
Yeah.
And then usually we have one whole month just for preparing, and 3 weeks, 2 weeks for setting up all the the tents, the arenas, the DJ pults, all that, the band.
What do you think, Zach? Do you think you would do that?
Sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds like it's fun compared to our dances.
It'd be a real hoot, wouldn't it? A big old tent and a couple of thousand people.
Yeah. It's very... I think it's my favorite time every second year because people work together. They come very close, and we try to help each other, and everybody gives its best to make a special event to promote it and to raise some money for the club and for charity.
For what do you want to give away money for? Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. Wow, there's so much to talk about, but we want to do two things before we have our next guest on. And the first, of course, is before you leave, we want you to read off our little promo there. It's just because, you know what, if you tune into this show in another year or so, you'll probably hear your voice on there at least once, because that's half the fun, is to have my visitors revisit with a little promo. But the first thing you want to do is we want to talk about the song that you've asked us to pick out to play. And it is Sympathy for the Devil by Rolling Stones. Tell us about this song, and where'd you first hear it, and why do you like it?
It's one of my favorite songs, I would say. My music taste, like, I like classical rock, the 60s, 70s, mainly the bands I like The Who, The Stones, Beatles, Elvis, all the classic rock stuff, great
stuff.
Yeah,
that's all good stuff, yeah.
And... yeah, it's a inspiring song, and it's also a little bit critical because the song is about the evil, the devil, and everything, like how you can see things, and we should be aware of some things. And yeah, that's the reason why I chose this one.
That's a good choice. I like that. All right, so thanks so much, Tom. Please read over that promo there, and when we've done that, we'll just say goodbye one more time, and we'll be back with your song and our next guest. So, Tom, please go ahead with that promo, please.
Hi, this is Tom from Austria. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thanks so much, Tom, and it's been great interviewing you. We'll see you later.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, here we go. Let's play this song, Zach, and we'll be right back.
Watch the glee while you keep that queen. the nature of my name.
Mark Wales from the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo.
Okay, so we're back, and boy, we got a show for you today, folks. It's the Agriculture Show, and it's just a treat today. We have six guests, and our guests are from all over the world, Europe, and they're visiting here and being hosted by members of Waterloo Junior Farmers. And Zach, it's been quite a busy week so far, and I guess it's going to get busier yet. You got a few more days of stuff to do, don't you?
Yeah, we got a lot more tours and just fun events planned for the rest of the week.
And how many thousands of pictures?
A lot. A couple thousand already. So,
yeah. So with that, we'll introduce our next guest. And with me right now is Megan Shaw.
Hi.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to hear. I know it was quite a blast last night at the Olympics, I guess you call it.
Yeah, it was good fun. Similar to some of the stuff we do at home during the summer. So.
All right, tell us where home is and who's your sponsoring organization.
Okay, I'm from County Antrim in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And I'm here through our Young Farmers Clubs of Ulster. And we run a similar exchange program to Home Then, and I hosted two delegates last year from Finland and Canada too.
Holy smokes.
So yeah, they organized the program, but we funded ourselves, and you can ask for sponsorship then from local businesses.
Yeah.
I got quite a few local ones giving me bits and pieces, so it pretty much funded my flights to get here, which was a big help.
It's quite a process to do something like that. You know, ordinarily you just live your life and you do things, and now you have a task where you need to help others to help.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to organize your thoughts and tell them what you're doing and get this all lined up. It's quite a project, isn't it?
Yeah. We've all been keeping a diary while we've been here to try and remember all the things we've seen and the people we've met and what we've done, and most of us have reports and stuff to do when we go back home, so it should help.
How did you first hear about doing an exchange like this? Where did you hear someone else who had done an exchange?
Well,
like you did one before. Like
our young farmers clubs would always advertise it every year.
Okay.
And I think probably 6 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, a neighbor of mine went and he came to our club and gave a talk on his exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And two of my friends came to Canada the last 2 years. So Canada kind of became one of the ones that I thought sounded just amazing, and I have family out here, so that's why I chose to come here.
Yeah, it made me think of talking with, I think it was Tristan or maybe it was Rory, about distances here. It's a big country.
Yeah.
And I had a friend of mine on who is from Northern Ontario, and typically we talk about how far is it to someone else's place. We say, well, how many hours it is, not distance.
Yeah.
It is, because it's just the distance.
You don't drive 5 minutes at home without passing someone else. Yeah, you can drive for quite a while here without seeing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so your group of six has traveled to all these counties in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going back after this, or are you hanging around for a while? Or
I fly home on Sunday. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is it for me.
This is the last blast in Waterloo County.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is
showing
this
you
is
a good
as far
time.
As my dad would let me leave the farm for any longer. So.
Are you a farm kid, or are you like a lot of members nowadays? Not that many people are farming, but they live in a rural community. Are you
I grew up on a farm and still farm. We have beef and sheep at home, but our young farmers clubs very much advocate that it's not just for people in wellies, and we do a lot of stuff that really has nothing to do with agriculture or farming, and it's arts and performance and self-development. So it is considered quite a significant achievement, all the stuff, if you put it onto your CV,
mm-hmm.
and is quite well recognized by certainly a lot of rural businesses and employers. So there's a lot you can get from it indeed.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, there's a certain amount of professionalism involved in trying to put together a trip like this and then presenting it afterwards.
Yeah.
And those things do help out when it comes for job time and things. So.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good to be.
It's a really fantastic way to travel and a fantastic way to see a country, because you're not only getting to see the local sites and tourist attractions, but you're experiencing and living the life out here.
Wow.
When you're staying on farms and with people for a week. So
that's a very good point. Now, I mean, I get it. People go on vacation, but generally speaking, it can be a very sterile type thing. And I mean, some people want that. You want to just go away and just not have to deal with things. But it's also thought that there's great value in holidays or vacations like this, where you actually are living in the same place as other people, because it's much more, you know, it's the real deal, right?
Yeah.
It's the real deal. And so you learn a lot more about people and what they have in common than you would behind a enclosure somewhere.
Make a lot more comparisons to home, too, within rural life indeed, anyway.
So aside from the accents, what else have you noticed differently about young people and farmers in Ontario than at home? Are they, can they have their moments of just wanting to have fun and do crazy, or are they a bit too serious here?
I don't know. I think the Irish might top the Canadians in their craziness. And our pub culture certainly is a little bit stronger than what there is out here.
What is the age of the drinking age here in Ireland?
It's 18.
18, okay. Yep. That's the same as here, right, Zach?
It's 19 here.
It's 19 here?
Yeah.
Okay. What are those guys laughing about back there?
I don't know.
We'll have to get them up later on and find out what's the big chuckle here.
Yeah.
But as Megan's saying, that the pub culture isn't very advanced here. You guys like to go do tractor pulls and stuff instead of going drinking all the time, right? We do both, probably.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
You'd have to have a lot of pubs, though, for everyone to have a local one.
That's
you
true.
Know? we're so tight and together that you can walk 10 minutes to your local pub.
So how far apart is pubs? I know they say Buffalo, New York has the highest number of pubs per capita in the U.S. or something. There's a corner bar everywhere, just the same as in Ireland.
Yeah. I don't know how many pubs we would have, and I know that in some of the cities and some of the towns you get to kind of areas where it's just a street of one after the other, or yeah, every other place is a pub.
Always.
And I'm quite lucky. We live in the country, and I have a pub almost next door. There's just a field between me and it, and another one about a quarter of a mile in the opposite direction. So whether I go left or right out my front door, I can walk to a pub.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no drink driving for me.
No, you don't have to. And then you probably have, like everyone else, drunk driving was, kind of so years ago, but now it's very much not you can get in serious trouble for drinking driving.
If you're over the limit, you just get your license took off you without any questions asked, really.
Just like that is gone, and then, it's a little bit hard to explain to the boss next day, but that's a good incentive not to do that. But they don't want to stop having a good time, and going out drinking with your friends is a great social activity.
Yeah.
So, so you mentioned, what else do you guys do with your club, Barry? So you told me, it's slipped my mind, but you have dances and you go to pubbing. Do you guys have sports too?
We have sports stuff more so during the summer. We have like sports nights every weekend usually. There's a different club would host one, and mostly it will be football and tug of war. The tug of war at home is only for guys, unfortunately. I don't know how many years ago now, but it would have been the generation above me where there was quite a serious injury caused to a woman in the tug of war, and they banned it for women because it was too dangerous for them.
Yeah.
But in Scotland, you guys can still, they can still do it in Scotland, the girls. Yeah. So that's the sports stuff that we would do during the summer. And also during the summer, we would do like stock judging and silage assessment well. And every weekend now is filled with a young farmer's barbecue, and most clubs host a barbecue, which is basically a barn dance with food at some point to try and soak up some of the stuff.
That's pretty good. Sounds good to me.
Our clubs are a little bit different to what you guys do over here, because we have a program from September to March, and it's every other week that we meet, once a week, and we'll do various different things. We'll have speakers coming in, or we'll go and visit farms or visit local businesses, or just do games nights and quiz nights or exchanges with other clubs. And then we have quite a few competitions during the year as well. Yeah. So there's anything from public speaking to singing and dancing and all sorts of stuff. So
Well, it sounds like a good program, and I think every club has a great program. Whether you're in Ontario or anywhere in Europe, there's just really fun and something for everyone. I know one time here in Waterloo, we had a hockey club, and it was hockey so popular that they actually had a separate section of junior farmers. It was the junior farmers, one of the junior farmers, and there was the Waterloo junior farmers hockey team. And you're like, they were actually supposed to be one club, but they kind of operated as two separate ones, because those guys had a whole whack of stuff they did.
Hockey's very big over here.
Yeah, it is. So, so each club, young people's club, kind of fits what the local expectation and what they've had done before. So it's a good deal. You must have about the same climate as both Kristen and Rory do. A milder winter, not too hot, not too cold.
I'd say we probably get more rain than Tristan does, but we have quite a wet climate at home.
Yeah.
And it's changing every year. You get some sort of weird things happening that aren't normal, and our seasons are becoming less defined.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't get the extreme colds and hot summers normally. Although I said that this year, and my country made a liar out of me, because we had a heat wave for about 3 weeks when I left, and then thunderstorms, which I hadn't seen in a long time. So, So they're not generally as extreme on either side.
Yeah.
When we get a lot of snow, the whole country comes to a standstill because they're not cut out for it. So,
because it's not they're so infrequent that you don't have machinery for
it's not frequent enough to validate paying for the machinery to clear the roads and stuff. So.
Makes sense. I mean, it's like, that's just what you just have to go on the climate averages, and they don't really say you should have those types of machineries, and when it happens, you're stuck, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Then mostly like livestock farming, or what do they?
We would have a lot of livestock farming at home. And the only crops really that would be commonly grown would be wheat, barley, and potatoes.
Yep.
There are some people who try to grow corn.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what corn was supposed to look like until I came here, and it was quite a bit different. It's really quite a sight to see. But yeah, corn doesn't do so well at home. We don't have the heat units really for it. And where I live is quite close to the coastline, so certainly around home there's nobody's crazy enough to try and plant corn.
Have you guys had a chance to go through a corn maze yet?
No, not a maze, no. But we've had a few pictures taken in the fields with corn all around us. But.
Okay, because you don't say it, like, I don't mean mazes. I mean, that's the other way to describe corn, but it's actually... Mm-hmm.
I know.
You know what I mean? Okay.
We were on one farm who did one every year.
Yeah.
They had milking sheep, but I don't know, is it Lunville?
Yeah.
That was in Elgin County.
Okay.
But they didn't have it this year. It was the year that they hadn't done a maze this year because it wasn't making enough money for them. So.
Well, they are like most things. For a while, they're just a rage. Everyone has one, and then that interest ebbs like that.
Yep.
But that really illustrates how in the middle of a cornfield, you can wonder, where the heck am I?
Because
it's just 12 and 10-foot type corn going around you, and you, for all intents and purposes, you could be 100 miles away, and you're in the maze.
You need the GPS on your phone.
Well, there's modern technology.
Yeah.
So, well, this is quite delightful, Megan. Let's not forget to, before we move on to our next guest, is there anything else you want to tell us about?
Not that I can think
any
of.
Any good jokes or anything? Or?
No, my father's on for the jokes, but he didn't pass that gene on to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my brother got it, but I didn't.
Maybe the other guys have a joke out here. I'll get them to maybe one last go around with a good
Tristan
joke.
Yeah, Tristan has ones. They might not be fit to air, but he has a few jokes.
Oh, that's fine. This is community radio. It's the real deal, and if he's got a joke that he wants to tell, we'll listen to it. We'll take him up on that. Hopefully he reminds me at the end of the show here.
Okay.
So as tradition here, then first of all, the last thing we'll do, of course, we'll get you to read that promo. But let's talk about the song you've picked out here, and I'm thinking Zach's got all lined up here. It's Let It Be by the Beatles. Oh, I recognize that one.
Yeah, I think everyone recognizes that one.
For sure.
I hadn't heard this song in quite a while, and we heard it this week because our chauffeur has been playing it in the car, and it just reminded me how much I loved it. So it was fresh in my head to pick for today. But I think we sang this song actually in our high school choir many years ago. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's a favorite for a lot of people.
I think a lot of people recognize this one. Before we do that, let's have you please do a little promo there, and we'll say thank yous, and we'll play the song. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, I'm Megan Shaw from County Antrim in Northern Ireland. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The YFA strives to bring together the policies needed, needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thank you for doing that. I hope you enjoyed your time here.
Thank you very much for having me. And thanks to everybody in Junior Farmers that's kept us so far and made our trips as wonderful as it's been.
We will do that on our roundup. Thanks for saying that. Zach, play this out here.
Thanks.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be. Let it be. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Hi, this is Sean Dunnett from Dumfries Service Company. You're listening to The Agricultural Show on CKMS Radio 103 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Okay, so last but not least, we have our last guest today before I have everybody back up on the microphone. And I'm just delighted to introduce to our listeners Krista Lehman. Have I said that right, Krista?
Exactly, yep.
Good.
That's true.
Tell us where you're from, Krista.
I'm from Switzerland.
Yes.
I live in a little village with just 400 people or something. I think we have more cows than people.
Sounds good.
But it's really nice there, yeah. And I like it there, yeah.
And what was your sponsoring organization that got you here?
We have an organization called IFI.
Yeah.
That's International Young Farm Exchange. So I heard that from a friend. He did this exchange last year in Finland, so that's the reason why I know about this organization. Yeah.
And like other people, did you have to apply ahead of time and arrange your own traveling, or were you able to just ask for it? What was involved in getting this trip?
I had to fill out or send them a letter.
Yeah.
With all these things. And I said that I like to go to Canada because it's one of my favorite countries.
Yeah.
And there was not just me who likes to go. There were six people.
Holy moly.
They had just one
pick
place.
One.
So I won this game. Yeah, we had a little conversation with these people. So
yeah.
They asked us about our plans, and they asked also if we can speak English.
Yes.
So that's really helpful when you can't speak English. But I thought I can't speak English, but it was really, really hard the first time.
Yeah,
but it's getting better.
If it's not your native language, it's always a battle.
Exactly.
I'm supposed to know French because it's a our country is two languages, but good heavens, that was high school. And if you don't use it all the time, mm-hmm. you lose it. That's a trouble.
We learned also French in school.
Yeah.
But that's...
Unless
terrible, my French.
So you're actually trilingual then, right? Your native tongue is German then?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Swiss German,
yeah.
Yep.
So.
And I like it. I'm glad when I'm back, then I can speak Swiss German again.
Yeah. Well, you'll go back and they'll say, what's that accent you have? Because you maybe have picked up on a Canadian accent while you were here.
Maybe, I don't know. No, I'm from Bern, that's the capital.
Yes.
Capital from Switzerland.
Okay.
And we are really slowly, so our accent at home is really slowly.
Okay.
But it's nice. We have a lot of different accents in Switzerland. So here I can't hear the accents from Canada, they are really similar.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Yeah.
Well, you know, I was looking on Facebook or Google the other day, and they have translation sections in there. So if you find a web page from another language, you press a button and boop, and it up comes a trend. Usually not that good, but understandable.
Yeah, so. I use these also.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they
aren't
have
we lucky to
like
have
that.
These things? We're so lucky at all these toys nowadays.
Yeah.
So you've come here from Switzerland. What have you noticed in Ontario? You've seen a lot of different types of farms and land in Ontario. Is that like Switzerland? Switzerland is not all mountains.
No, it's not just mountains,
yes.
But we have a lot of nice mountains. I think 60% from Switzerland is just mountains and hills and all that. Here, it is similar sometimes, but it is really, really flat here.
Yeah.
So I miss the mountains, but I'm looking forward to the next month because I go travel to Vancouver and Calgary.
Oh, good.
And there I will see some nice mountains.
Yeah,
and all
you go with Janica. With Janica,
yes.
Yeah, okay, got it. Well, you'll enjoy that. That's a beautiful out there. It really is.
Yes.
So, now, so at home, are you not on a farm? Are you working in a factory or an office? What do you do at home?
I'm a healthcare assistant. Mm-hmm. So I work in the home care, go to people's home and help them.
Yeah.
In daily things. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's really nice. I made my apprenticeship in a home for old people.
Yes.
That was 3 years. And then after that, I was 2 years in the home care. And it's really different, but it's nice to be by yourself or in the home care.
Yeah.
You're all the time alone. You sit in your car and drive to these people's home. And but I quit there now because it's not possible to take off for 4 months. They said, "Nah, that's we don't like that." But I like to search something else. Then when I'm back, another kind of.
So maybe this is an opportunity to do something you might not otherwise do. You could be at that job for a long time and not be able to follow up. So, life never. You can never be sure where life's going to lead you, can you?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good to know. So where you weren't out of place at the farm last night. You had probably been to a farm before, I would think. Or this is a level of agricultural participation you had never had before. Is that true?
It is true. I saw a lot of different things here.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. I saw so many cows here. I thought we have a lot of cows in Switzerland, but I had to go to Canada that I milked cows the first time in the first week. It's really interesting to see all these different kinds of farms and how big are they and all that. So,
I know what I was going to ask you. So, is your young people's group, would there be a ski portion of their activities? Would you just, next month I'll meet up at a lodge and tubing or skiing or sledding or something? Is that...
So with our organization, I'm new there, so we did nothing together before I left. But it's more... Our organization, we don't have something like that. It's more you meet each other once or twice a year. It's not like a farmers club or something.
I see.
But I do skiing and snowboarding with my friends a lot in the winter time.
I guess it's like hockey in Canada and skiing is in Switzerland.
That's the highlight.
Yeah. So.
And I really enjoy that.
So
last year it was really cold. It was minus 22 degrees, and when you have to drive the whole day with your snowboard, then your hairs get some ice. I don't know. They look more like ice than something else. But
you but really have to be motivated to do that. Like my friend Zach here, if he gets too much ice, he just complains no end. It's just merciless. right? Just too cold. Is that true, Zach? You like cold weather?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Okay.
I like to ski too, so.
Do you ski all day?
I'll go for a full day every couple months, maybe.
Holy smokes.
Mm. I would like to see Canada by wintertime.
Yeah.
Or in wintertime, so maybe. Or no, I know that I we'll come back once.
Oh, that's good. And maybe we'll all get over to Switzerland sometime. I was over there, but it's so long ago. It's like in the 80s or something like that. And it was, I thought about Innsbruck. That's Austria, isn't it? Right. Innsbruck is Austria.
Sorry?
Innsbruck?
Innsbruck?
Yeah, where they had the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Austria.
Yeah, that's right. That's Tom's part of the world. Where Tom is here. He's hiding
there.
Looks like everybody's getting pretty flat here. So you've been a trooper to hang in this long long for your interview on this thing here, and I hope that you have people at home that are listening to our little show, and it should be online so that you can share with your friends when they get back. It's part of the adventures. How big of a... You mentioned that you have more cows in your little village than there are people. So how big is your club then? How many in your young people's club?
It's not... we don't have this club in our village or something. Okay. That's an organization who is in the whole Switzerland.
Right.
So everybody from every canton, that's the same like counties here, yeah, can ask if they can make these different exchanges, and we have so many different countries that we can choose, so there are maybe 12 different countries.
Yeah.
So my sister likes to go to Costa Rica next year.
Oh yeah, that's a good spot. That's a nice
yeah
spot,
so. So it's nice to have these opportunities also to travel. It's a nice way to travel, and you meet a lot of new friends and all that, and also that you learn people from this country here, so you have some connections when you, or to tell that your friends or something when they come in this country. Yeah, it's really...
Yeah, like if all these guys showed up and wanted to stay for a day or two, you'd probably be okay with them, right?
Sure, these guys they are really nice.
Yeah, there you go. So that's perfect. You'd get Nicholas back there. He'd be a fine guest to have over for a while, wouldn't he? He'd be great.
That's true. No, we had really all families that we had. They were really nice. It was nice to stay sometimes by yourself in one family. Sometimes we were all together.
Yeah.
So... It's a nice way to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about Switzerland and your experience here? You're having a good time, obviously. A big smile on your face, so it's working out okay.
It's crazy huge here.
Yeah.
I don't know how I will feel me when I'm back because I heard from the most people that they said it's really tiny when they are back. And I will see, but I really enjoy this time here.
Yeah.
But it is also nice to have to go back to your friends and families because that's your home and you like that. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm envious. You're getting to travel across to Vancouver and out there. That's a very nice part of the country. So you'll have lots of great stories and pictures to bring back to your friends and family when you come by.
Yeah, I have a little. I really like to take pictures, so there are a lot of pictures on my camera. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of work when I'm back.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have
to
a Facebook?
Take the best ones.
Are you on Facebook and have your own?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So, yeah, at some point, maybe we'll have a connection farther on, and we'll see everybody's pictures and what happened after they left here and went on to something else. So that's good.
Yep.
All right. So let's do two more things. You've probably been watching what we do. I'll ask you to do a little promo for the station, if you would be so kind to read that, and then we'll play a song that's one of your favorites. So tell us, you like to listen to the Proclaimers?
Yep.
And this song is called 500 Miles.
Yeah.
Now, where did you hear this song, and why do you like it?
It is in our friend circle.
Yes.
We listen at that song really often, and we really like that, and it's our party song. The most time when we listen at this song, everybody's dancing, and everybody makes funny faces and funny comments and all that. It reminds me of my friends at home.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And I think I heard it once here, so now it's time for the second one.
Okay.
Second time.
All right. Please read that script there, then we'll play your song.
Hi, I'm Krista from Switzerland. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community and the support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic.
That's a hard one to say.
Yes, it is. Of the region of Waterloo. The WEFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Yes. Thanks for doing that. It's a tough, it's the end of a long day.
That's hard.
I know.
We can't do that in Swiss German.
I assure you that I could not do that in Swiss German. That was some serious practice, I'd say. Okay, thanks for doing that. We're going to play the song and we'll back a little wrap up shortly, folks. Listen to the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 1.3 Sound FM, with my co-host today, co-producer Zach. So, Zach, take it away. Let's play the Proclaimers.
Wake up, well I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
So I'm Bob Thirlwall from DeKalb, Canada, and you're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Hi, I'm...
Okay, so we're in the last of our show today, folks, and we've had just a great time with our guests from on the exchange program with the Wardage Junior Farmers, and I think it's just time we'll take a moment and talk to some of our host guys here and just to renew some old acquaintances and radio connections and introduce some new ones. So first of all, I see Marty sitting there, and Marty, it's a return visit for you. How are you doing?
Very good.
And you're enjoying your hosting with these young people, and you guys are doing all kinds of fun things?
Yeah, we're having a riot.
So who won last night's the big Olympics, Farm Olympics? I think maybe I should ask Barkham to get it right.
Well, I think it was rigged. Germany did come out on top as far as I'm concerned, but that's not the official status, I guess.
Okay. It was really Scotland.
It was really Scotland? Okay, that's good to know. And I want to say hello here to Nicholas. Nicholas, thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, it is. It's good to be here. First time on the show here.
Yeah, glad you can come out again sometime over the next little while. You guys, if you want to walk in the shop, stop in or put together some little audio clips, and yep, I'll play them for on behalf of the junior farmers. It's we want to help the club, and it's just great. So which team were you on last night?
I was on Team Northern Ireland. I think we won, but there was some rigging as far as maple syrup was concerned.
So yeah, there was.
Say we won.
I think the judges were obviously really wrong in that.
I agree.
The judges, they obviously had a brain fart or something. I don't know what it was. Just totally backwards. Right. But
that one option shouldn't have been in there. Fake stuff does not belong.
It doesn't. It's so wrong. It's just we can't talk about it anymore. It's just awful. But you think Ireland should have won? That's your.
I think so.
They did win.
Team up with Scotland and beat everyone in tug of war. I think we should have won right there.
I get that. I see where you're coming from. But there's controversy here, and that's okay. We're going. So just want to welcome back and returning Barkley. How are you, Barkley?
Hey, it's great to see you get a full house here in the studio there, Jeff.
This is a great thing, and thanks so much for getting this idea together to bring our guests in, and we've had some great discussions here and interesting stuff for all of our listeners.
Well, you've been great to the club, Jeff, so I thought we'd bring in some fantastic guests for you that you wouldn't have any other opportunity to have.
That's for sure. And a lot of hard work on your part. And officially, who was the winner last night on the...
I believe it was Team England by 6 points over Germany.
Okay.
So as you can hear, there's a few complaints. So we did some judging. We did some identification of different things last night and some skills competitions, including tug-of-war. Rolling some used skid steer loader tires around a course.
And scared little calves.
Scaring little calves, yeah. But no, all in all, ag team contest, everyone had fun. And I know we had my project from this year, Perth County Junior Farmers.
Yeah, they came down
too.
They
came too. Out, yep. and they had a good crowd there, a couple carloads. There
was good to see
a member from Oxford Junior Farmers, a member from Holland Norfolk Junior Farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really nice to see the others come and hang out with the delegates as well as seeing what Waterloo can do.
Okay. So everything going well with you? You're growing the okra. It needs to be warmer. You're back to work. Life is good.
Actually back to school.
Back to school. Yeah. So no more. You were schooling. I think Team England should probably tell us a joke before they leave. I understand Team England has a really good joke. There's obviously been a confusion here. There's Chris is waving his hands wildly there, so I don't too sure if you want to jump in there. And do you have anybody got a good joke you want to tell us on the air?
Yeah, Megan would love to.
Megan, you're going to be the hero this afternoon. Tell us a good joke before
Megan
we get out of here.
Megan would actually love to tell a joke. She's getting bullied into it because the English one won't step up. But I've got a Paddy the Irishman joke, so apparently the Irish should be the only ones to tell those jokes. Paddy the Irishman comes into a bar with a giraffe as his drinking partner, and the barman thinks it's a little strange, but he feeds them both drink all the same, and they have a few whiskies and end up quite drunk till the giraffe passes out. So at that point, Paddy just stands up and goes out to leave, and the barman shouts, "Hey, are you just going to leave that lion there?" And Paddy says, "That's not a lion, it's a giraffe."
All right, let's hear it for Megan to get up there and tell us a joke. Okay, so Barkley, any last words? We're going to sign out for you soon. Just want to thank you.
Well, just one thing that was asked for me to pass on before we got off air here is if they could all say a big thank you for, because this is the last week of their trip and they're all heading off in different directions come Saturday. So if we can just get you two Waterloo kids out of the way and let them all off the mic.
Okay, you guys. Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
What do we say?
He can sing a song.
Hey, just a big thank you
to JFAO
for hosting us and, yeah, for looking after us. It's been an awesome time.
We hope to see some of the friends we've made in our home countries eventually as well.
That's a good invitation. They should come over, right?
Yep. They will.
Go for it. You're welcome, all of you.
Let's go over to the dance at Tom's place in another... When's next dance, Tom? Next month or something? Next year?
8th and 9th of August, no 2014.
Kidding. Oh, there you go. There's a reunion date, huh? Oh, that would work out pretty good.
And cheers for allowing us to come and talk on your radio.
Yes, and thanks for making... This is great content, and I hope that this podcast goes out and you can show all your friends. I'm just really glad to... A little change from our show. We used to have a local agriculture, but international agriculture is a big part of it, and with our Waterloo Junior Farmers, it's a perfect fit. It's the best. So,
yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And before we go over the show today, Zach, you got your favorite song up there, or this is Nick's favorite song? Is it Nick's? Okay. What is it? It's Rush.
Nick, want to explain it?
Oh, Nick, you gonna explain the song? Why you like this one?
Two reasons I like it. One, okay. It's really, really fun to play on bass guitar, which I play. And that's two, right. It's Rush. It's a Canadian icon. So I figure since we have delegates here, why not play a Canadian song?
Dear, he's thinking. He's ahead of us all here. Okay, folks, that's our show for the day. We'll play out with Rush the band is Rush.
Yeah.
And we'll see you all next week. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you later. Yeah.